Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Palestinian areas in Israel. The Palestinians are very much displeased with the re-election of Prime Minister Netanyahu. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What's the response from the Palestinians, David? I'm not sure that they wanted Netanyahu to be reelected, did they?
They didn't, but they weren't real thrilled with Benny Gantz. Although we say he's center-left, he's certainly far more right-wing than the Palestinians would like to see. A former military commander, Armed Forces Chief of Staff. He was involved very much in the Gaza War in 2014. He is not welcomed by them, but they thought he was more moderate and would more likely take positions that they support than Netanyahu. And of course, Netanyahu's announcement just before the election, not announcement, but in an interview where he stated that he would hold on to all Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria and not let even the small, more isolated ones be evacuated, as earlier peace plans have always insisted upon, and the new peace plan from President Trump probably will as well. But he said, no, we're going to hold on to every Jewish community, defend it, and remain there, and we are the sovereign force in Judea and Samaria. So that, of course, is a position the Palestinians very much oppose. They want a state there. Saeb Erekat and other Palestinian leaders, after Netanyahu's victory, came out and did condemn it and said, you know, he's a right-wing rabble-rouser and he's just going to create more problems in the area. So they're not thrilled. That was to be expected. They really don't support most Israeli parties, even the center-left ones. They're further to the left, and they'll remain that way, Jimmy. And the turnout was less than 50% of the Arab-Israeli voters. Less than 50% even went to the polls. And as I said, they just ended up with 6 seats in the Knesset, the Arab party, so not very much.
David Dolan with the response from the Palestinians on the Israeli re-election of Prime Minister Netanyahu. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Palestinian body politic did not want Prime Minister Netanyahu to be re-elected in the recent national elections in Israel. The Palestinians do not see the Prime Minister as a peace partner. And in fact, the Palestinians say they will not even consider an American-sponsored peace conference. What the Palestinians want is the destruction of the Jewish state and the establishment of a Palestinian state in its place. The Palestinians today are ready to kill the Jews and steal their state. That's Ezekiel chapter 35. The Palestinians have plans, in fact, for the borders of their state, Palestine. That's Malachi chapter 1. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...